Scottish caps are always a test of where we're at, especially against lower league sides, but there was nothing to worry about for this one as the Dons progress into the next round. We've got post-match reaction following our win against Edinburgh City with Stephen Glass, Conor Barron and Funzo Ojo. Ahead of the cap match, Neil Simpson looks back at his most famous Scottish cap moments, and Aberdeen women were in action against Hearts on Sunday. More on that coming up, and we hear from new signing Hannah Stewart. Also coming up, a smattering of Dons and supporters news, and we hear from Teddy Jenks as he looks back at his time with the Dons so far on the AFC Donscast on Tuesday, the 25th of January. Good evening, afternoon or morning, wherever you are. It's Graham here with the AFC Donscast, awkwardly on a match day as we're just about to play St Mirren in Paisley. But our attention turns to last weekend in the Scottish Cup and our match against Edinburgh City on Saturday. The Data Dons will be impressed with the stats on this one. 22 shots at goal in the first half, which registered 2 goals from Ryan Hedges and Christian Ramirez. We opened the scoring when Funzo Ojo's shot was parried into the path of Johnny Hayes, allowing him to cross to Ryan Hedges to score the opener in the 23rd minute. Brian Schwake then had to make a string of saves for the away side until Ojo hit the ball off the post before Hedges turned provider for Christian Ramirez to smash the ball into the roof of the net to score our second just before the end of the first half. The game slowed in the second half, but Lewis Ferguson's header into the top corner of the net secured the win for the Dons in stoppage time.
Stephen, if there was a model for what you want to do in a cup tie against a lower league team, that would probably be it.
Yeah, I think the approach right at the start of the game is probably what made it. I think we didn't show them a glimmer of hope, which was important. It was a real drive for us to do that. We were big about that in the dressing room before the game to make sure that was the case. I think the attitude of the players was brilliant. No cheap giveaways first half. Any time we lost it, we won it back pretty quick. And we made it difficult for them. So, yeah, it was particularly pleasing, especially in the first half.
There was maybe a little dip in the second half, but you regained the tempo, I think, again, and maybe a lot of the lull was down to the fact that they had so many players sunk back deep down the pitch.
Yeah, they made it difficult, but we could have probably moved the ball a little bit quicker. There was a lot of opportunities to finish. I think we lost the driving force of Scott a little bit at the middle when we put them to centre-half for a bit as well. It was important to get Declan on the pitch with Ross going off at half-time, so... Nice to get Conor Barron a debut as well, but I think, in the second half, the little lull apart, we were okay.
3 goals, 3 off the frame of the goal, quite a few saves as well, chances that maybe went a begging. I mean, it could have been a scoreline today that was anything.
Yeah, you're always greedy, you want more, but I think the overriding thing, you come in today knowing it's a dangerous cup tie, knowing you have to look after your business, and we did that, and I think you're sitting in the next round of the cup and we go home happy with our day's work.
Yeah, definitely keeps it going, doesn't it, off the back of a good performance on Tuesday night?
Yeah, and that was important as well. That's why we picked the same group of players, because I felt like they had a bit of chemistry about them that looked like they could combine and things, and made it... I think it was probably better to tackle the first half the way we did than maybe not sure what you're doing in the first half and have to fix it second half. So that worked. And I'm pleased for the players because they're in the next round of the cup. They'll be sitting in the house tonight looking to see who we get. And that's always exciting.
You mentioned Conor Barron there. Is he one that could add to your options? It was a lively second half performance from him.
Yeah, there's a reason we brought him back from Kelly. There's a reason we didn't want him to play in the Scottish Cup previously as well. So it's a good reward for him. He's disappointed when he didn't get to play for Kelly in the Scottish Cup. So he's done brilliant in training since he came back. Did well for Tomo over at Kelly, and I think he's earned his debut and hopefully many more performances from a young local boy to come.
You mentioned Ross McCrory, who stayed indoors at half-time. How is he?
Yeah, he seems to be fine. I think we're just protecting him a touch. I don't exactly know. We'll see him in the morning, but hopefully he's okay.
Great performance. Well done, Stephen.
Cheers. Thanks, Rob. Thank you.
Man of the match. Can you believe that, Funzo?
No, I can't. But I got a good relationship with Andy. Maybe that's why. Yeah. I would have picked someone else, but Thanks, Andy.
No, it was a great performance from you. You were very much involved in most of the key moments in the game, and it was a great team performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's always difficult playing against these teams because you never know. Like, you can only lose. Like, if we win, it's like normal. If we draw or lose, then well, you get everyone on top of you. But I think we done well. There was loads of energy even after the game on Saturday. And yeah, there was a lot of attacking threat. The back four and did well as well, keeping a clean sheet. We really went for it. Maybe a bit less quality in the second half, but that always kind of creeps in when you're up.
Three goals and three off the frame of the goal. One from you, which you probably thought was heading in the first half.
Yeah, I thought so. Like as soon as I left my foot, and I think it went through a couple of players. I think I was already running off, and then I saw a last minute hand. From the goalie, it was a great save. Sometimes I think I'm cursed, like I can't, like it's going off the bar and then with Jeb off the bar and stuff like this. But like you said, I was involved in the goals and I'm happy with that.
Have you had a word with Jeb about that miss?
Yes, I did. Yeah, like he's laughing with it, but I'm still fuming.
He's laughing, but you're not.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you telling me that goal at Tynecastle, that's going to be your only goal of the season? Surely you're going to add to that one sooner or later.
Well, it all depends on where I play. Like next week could be right back again or left back, maybe in goal, you never know. But I hope I can add on with assists and goals, obviously, but I have to see where I play.
Great performance, especially on the back of Tuesday. Momentum building maybe, and obviously some big games and the chance of getting more league points on the board coming up.
Yeah, we're already looking forward to Tuesday and hoping our other teams like around us are dropping points and that we go into fourth place, and then as soon as we get that, we're looking up again to third place.
Well done to the man of the match.
Thank you very much.
How was your first team debut?
No, it was great. It was bright to get back on the pitch, and I've been dreaming for it all my life to get on the pitch in front of the Aberdeen fans and finally made my debut, and now I'm proud to make it.
You looked as if you enjoyed it, and you looked pretty confident as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a perfect time to get on. I've played against Edinburgh City many times, been out on my own and stuff, so I'm confident in my own ability and I know what I can do, so it was just going on and showing it, and I thought it did well.
Yeah, you've been on loan, you've got some good game time with Kelty Hearts, and obviously now you're back here looking to make an impact.
Yeah, absolutely, I enjoyed my time at Kelty. The opportunity to come back was on, so I was brilliant to come back in and get involved straight away, and thanks to the gaffer for taking me back, and now it's my time to go and show what I can do.
And as you say, you came onto a game in which Aberdeen were playing so well. That must have helped. There was a real bit of momentum going.
Yeah, absolutely. We were dominant on the ball. We all know what we can do as a team. We probably should have punished them a bit more than what we did. We had many chances, but we're through to the next round, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, it was three goals, and it could have been, well, three off the frame of the goal. It could have been anything, the scoreline, I guess.
Yeah, I was trying to get myself in there and Nick Corn as well, but it wasn't to be. But as you say, now we're through to the next round, and wasn't for that.
And now you've had a taste of top team, you'll be wanting a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully first of many, and go and push on and keep going.
Congrats, well done.
Thank you very much, cheers.
Cheers.
Catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals, exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
Aberdeen Women headed to the Odeon to face Hearts in the Sunday fixture in Edinburgh and kick-started 2022 with their first win of the year, running out 4-0 winners. Two strikes from Bailey Hutchison and Francesca Ogilvy and Elishore goals gave us the win as Mariah McEnany was sent off for the home side in the first half. Latest Aberdeen Women recruit Hannah Stewart also spoke to Red TV about her move to Aberdeen and looked ahead to her first match with the Dons.
Hannah, you officially signed for Aberdeen last week. How did it feel to get the deal done?
Yeah, it's amazing. I've been in regular contact with Emma throughout the close season and the start of this season. So, when she gave me the call and said, like, we want to sign you, I was really chuffed. And I was training with the girls and things, and I feel like I fitted right in. So, it's good to get the deal done and get going now.
You mentioned you've been training with the girls there. How are you settling in?
Yeah, it's been really good. The tempo's really high. It's been good just to get back in. I've been out for a while, so I've just been working with the physio quite often, and then I was put into training, and the tempo's really high, quality of training's really good, so it's been good to be in and see the way that they want to play and get in and about. So yeah, it's been really good.
And just the way things have worked out in the recording of this week's podcast, we can bring the latest news of a new signing and departures ahead of the main news section. Dutch winger Vicente Bessanen has signed from Den Haag on a 4.5-year deal. Aged only 19, Vicente played 30 games for Den Haag last season and has already featured 25 times for them this campaign, scoring 6 goals and providing 10 assists. The club has beaten off stiff competition from other suitors in Scotland and Europe. Deland, who has also featured for Ajax Academy and Roma in the UEFA Youth League. The manager spoke to the media about the new signing yesterday.
Just one final one on Vicente. Do you think when trying to sell the club to him, the way that you've brought through other young players was a big selling point?
Yeah, it was. From speaking to him, it was. He's talked about, he looked at the tradition of the club, the people that are here, the team that he sees playing on the pitch as well, because guys have got access to seeing games and things, and so you've got a choice of teams you want to go and play for. In this country, across Europe, you pick and choose which one you, when you're in demand, you get the opportunity and the luxury to pick now. So we're delighted that he's chosen to come here, and I think there's multiple reasons that he's come here, and I think the history of the club's one of them, and I think you're right.
Vicente also had a short message for the Don supporters.
Hi guys, Vicente Bessanen here. Can't wait to start with FC Aberdeen. Delighted to play for them, and can't wait to wear the red shirt and to see you guys in the stadium. Bye.
Meanwhile, it's a fond farewell to Niall McGinn, who has signed for Dundee on an 18-month deal. McGinn has been disappointed with the lack of first-team action at Pittodrie. The Dons have agreed to let the 34-year-old go on a free. And it's believed Blackburn have now agreed a pre-contract with Ryan Hedges, which will see a move in the summer, but they could still try and bring him in this month. That's all the latest so far. So some of the transfer news later on in the podcast may be a wee bit out of date, but that's the latest we've got on the AFC Donscast on Tuesday. Okay, let's look back at some of the games from the weekend then. And the Kelty Hearts produced the result of the day as they defeated holder St Johnstone in the fourth round of the Scottish Cup. With the match finishing 0-0 after 90 minutes, Callum Higginbotham struck in extra time to seal victory for Kevin Thompson's men, sending the new Central Park faithful into delirium. It was an end-to-end encounter at Home Park as Annan Athletic struck twice in extra time to break the hearts of the Clydebank players and fans. The Bankies had fought back from behind twice to take the tie to extra time, and it looked like they were going through, but for Annan's late goals as they won the tie 4-3. In the early match of the day, Hearts turned in a professional performance as they defeated Auchinleck Talbot 5-0 in front of a vocal crowd at Beechwood Park. Liam Boyce scored twice, with goals also coming from Andy Halliday, Peter Haring and Alex Cochran. Motherwell provided some late drama at Fir Park. The match finished 0-0 in normal time before Morton opened the scoring in the first period of extra time. The Steelmen, backed by a noisy support, fought back to make it 1-1 through a Kevin Van Veen penalty. Just as it looked like penalties were looming, Liam Donnelly struck with a fine strike to secure Wells' place in the fifth round. So the full results from the fourth round of the Scottish Cup were: Hibs 1, Cove Rangers 0 after extra time on Thursday night; Rangers 4, Stirling Albion 0 on Friday; Auchinleck Talbot 0, Hearts 5, Aberdeen 3, Edinburgh City 0, Arbroath 3, Darvel 0, Ayr United 0, St Mirren 2, Banks of Dee 0, Raith Rovers 3, Clydebank 3, Annan Athletic 4 after extra time; Dumbarton 0, Dundee 1, Kelty Hearts 1, St Johnstone 0 after extra time; Kilmarnock 1, Dundee United 2 after extra time; Livingston 1, Ross County 0, Motherwell 2, Morton 1 after extra time; Partick Thistle 1, Airdrieonians 0, and Peterhead 2, East Kilbride 2, Peterhead 1, 5-3 on penalties; and finally Arlo Athletic 1, Celtic 2. Elsewhere in the SPFL at the weekend, in the Championship, Dunfermline Athletic moved off the bottom of the table at the expense of Queen of the South after a 1-0 draw with Inverness Carly Thistle at East End Park. Falkirk won 2-0 away to bottom club East Fife in League One, while Clyde and Queen's Park drew 1-0 at Broadwood. Stranraer are outside of the top four only on goal difference in League Two after a 1-0 win away to bottom club Cowdenbeath.
We've been rolling out the COVID-19 vaccine booster, starting with those most at risk. If you haven't had yours yet, it's time to roll up your sleeves. Evidence shows that after we're vaccinated, our immunity reduces gradually over time. And with Omicron around, the vaccine booster is the best way to build your protection back up. Let's help protect our loved ones, the NHS, and the progress we've made. Book your appointment now at nhsinform.scot.
The draw for the Scottish Cup fifth round took place on Saturday evening, and we have an away fixture against Motherwell in the next round. In the other draws, it was Annan Athletic versus Rangers, Arbroath versus Hibs, Celtic are at home to Raith Rovers, Hearts versus Livingston, Partick Thistle versus Dundee United, Dundee are away to Peterhead, and St Mirren are at home to Kelty Hearts. Ties will be played on the weekend of the 12th and 13th of February. Ahead of our Scottish Cup match against Edinburgh City on Saturday, with the help of some memorable images, three-time Scottish Cup winner Neil Simpson looked back at some of his Cup highlights.
Then to the final itself against Rangers. In the lead up to the game, I mean, we'd beaten Rangers 4-0 out here the week before. But people don't remember that time. Aberdeen had lost quite a number of cup finals. The 1978 Scottish Cup final was a huge disappointment. Alex Ferguson lost two League Cup finals. Yeah. So was it quite, you know, what do you remember the build up? Was it pressure going into it? Or?
No, I mean, Fergie had a habit. We changed the routine for Scottish Cup. We actually used to train at the lads' club pitches. You imagine going to the lads' club pitch now at Woodside. So we used to do that before every Scottish Cup tie, we did that.
And what was that, just to make it different feel
just
to the league?
Just slightly different, something different. We also went to Cruden Bay for a nine holes of golf train. Mm-hmm. I actually went past there a couple of months ago to have a look. And it's just like the pitch at Cruden Bay. I like the village pitch. So we went there and we trained in the morning. And obviously, Alec McLeod scored a great free kick. You know, it was the ball came out, it wasn't a free kick, ball to edge, and he bent it right in the corner. He did exactly the same at Cruden Bay.
Is that right?
Honestly, it was absolute replica.
Seriously?
He did. And then we played one nine holes of golf at Cruden Bay, and then that was us. I think that was the Tuesday or Wednesday before the cup final. And then we just, again, it was a normal routine. We went down to the Excelsior Hotel on the Friday night. And then, huge occasion. You know, and although Fergie had lost, it was still myself, Neil Cooper, John Hewitt were first cup finals. Mm. You know, so, you know, if I won so young. And, I mean, it was just, I think, obviously, beating Rangers a week before gave us a lot of confidence, but big Rangers support. You know, Hampden, you know, the last game of the season. You know, you just watch these days. You know, you watch the Scottish Cup final. I switched it over to the English Cup final, you know, when you were a kid. So to play it at Hampden was just like a dream come true. Yeah. You know, the whole city was excited about Aberdeen getting to the Cup final, and we had a chance of winning. A huge crowd, 60-odd thousand at Hampden for the final.
Bologna have made their move for Calvin Ramsey with a £3.3 million offer. The Serie A outfit are keen to land Calvin, with the Italian club expecting to secure him during this transfer window. Leicester, Manchester United, Tottenham, Southampton and Leeds are also believed to have scouted the teenager. And another Don departing is defender Jack Gurr, the 25-year-old English-born player, who has spent most of his playing career in America, joined the Dons in the summer of 2020. Having made only three starts for the club, Jack has opted to return stateside to pursue his football career. And earlier this month, loanee Teddy Jenks spoke to Mal as he reviews his performance during the first half of the season and his time with the Dons so far.
So Teddy, you're going to be with us for the full season. You're pleased to get that sorted out?
Yeah, definitely. I'm delighted. I don't think there was ever a point where I wanted to go back, even when I wasn't playing that much. I never wanted to go back to Brighton. I always wanted to continue here for the rest of the season. I'm just happy how it's working out at the minute, and then hopefully we can push on for the rest of the season.
Looking back, how would you assess the first half of the season for you personally?
Some ups and downs, is that fair?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's been eventful. First full season as a professional. I think it started really well. We were winning games a lot. Scored my first ever professional goal against Livy, and then sort of dipped away a little bit. wasn't involved too much, and then obviously the last month and a half have been really quite positive, and I just hope it can continue like that.
You say it's just a first full season. I mean, have you learnt a lot?
Yeah, no, definitely, from being involved a lot and then out the squad, and then having to work really hard to get back in again. I've definitely learnt a lot. Yeah.
How big a moment was that goal against St Johnstone?
Oh, that was huge. Just such a relief. Obviously, hadn't been playing so much since the St Mirren game, and then back in the squad, and then, you know, scoring the winner. It's just a massive weight off my shoulders, and I was just buzzing.
You can watch the full interview with Teddy on Red TV.
One bad word and your reputation could crumble.
Miss, what about your reputation?
What I do in my spare time is none of your business.
There's been a report of inappropriate behaviour between yourself and a pupil.
What?
I need you to stay away from the school.
You've been accused of engaging in a sexual act with a minor.
I have blackouts on a drink.
I don't remember anything.
Kyle, what have you said to the police?
He's so creepy, always trying to be friends with the kids. Could you give this to Kyle for me?
It's all about him.
What if I didn't do it?
I am not a bad person.
I have done nothing wrong.
These kids, they're not innocent victims.
How am I ever going to get away from this?
No way to live.
You were there.
No.
I need to get to the root of what's happened.
A brand new four-part drama, The Teacher, starts 31st of January on Channel 5. Also stream on MyFive.
Okay, we're just about to start another round of midweek fixtures in the Scottish Premiership. Tonight, we play St Mirren, and you can watch the match live via pay-per-view on St Mirren TV. Or if you're a Red TV International subscriber, it's available there as well. Then tomorrow night, it's Dundee United versus Ross County. Hearts are at home to Celtic. Motherwell versus Hibs. Livingston are away to Rangers. And St Johnstone versus Dundee, all 7:45pm kickoffs. The matches keep on coming, and this weekend it's a full fixture card in the Premiership on Saturday. We're at home to struggling St Johnstone for the 3pm kickoff at Pittodrie. Tickets for this one are on sale now from the ticket office or online at afc.co.uk/etickets. If you're not able to make it to the match, head on over to Red TV if you're a season ticket holder, or it's live on pay-per-view. And you can also watch it on Red TV International if you're a subscriber. It's on there as well. Sir Alex Ferguson is set to return to Pittodrie on Friday the 25th of February as the club celebrates its greatest ever manager with a statue unveiled in his honour. Following the official ceremony, the club is delighted to confirm that Sir Alex will return to Pittodrie for a homecoming celebration at its match against Dundee United on Saturday the 26th of February. Tickets for the match are on sale now. Plans are being made for several supporters to attend the official statue unveiling ceremony, and further details will be released shortly for what should be a very special occasion for the club. Get your tickets for that one. That's your lot for this edition of the AFC Donscast. I'll be back next Tuesday with a roundup from tonight's match against St Mirren and the St Johnstone match on Saturday. Enjoy those matches. Till next Tuesday, stay safe and stand free.
That's all for this week. More Aberdeen news next Tuesday evening from 8.